Nolte, 78% of fascist Democrats want Trump removed from ballot. By John Nolte on February 14, 2024. More than three-quarters of Democrats want to see former President Trump's name removed from state ballots, according to a poll released Wednesday. 78% of Democrats approve of states removing Trump from the 2024 ballot, a Rasmussen Report survey of 880 likely voters revealed. Among all likely voters, 50% strongly, 42% or somewhat, 8% disapprove of removing Trump from the ballot. On the flip side, 47% strongly, 34% or somewhat, 13% approve of state officials removing Trump from the ballot. Among black voters, 24% disapprove of removing Trump from state ballots, while 70% approve. Among Democrats, only 19% believe it's wrong to remove Trump from the ballot, while 78% want the former president removed. Rasmussen also asked if the January 6, 2021, mostly peaceful protest against vote fraud at the U.S. Capitol should be considered an insurrection that attempted to overthrow the government. A plurality of 48% said yes, while 43% said no. So this is what we're up against. When you have 78% of Democrats willing and eager to disenfranchise tens of millions of Trump voters, you're dealing with a Democrat Party that has zero respect for civil rights, voting rights, and the rule of law. Related video, Sen. Graham, Trump will be on the ballot in Colorado, he will win the primary. But, let's face it. It's no surprise that the same political party squealing about democracy is eager to subvert it. Democrats and their media allies always signal what they are up to by falsely accusing Republicans of that same thing. The organized left, academia, and the corporate media have brainwashed rank-and-file Democrats into straight-up fascists. The idea that a handful of local politicians and bureaucrats can rig a presidential election by disallowing a candidate is pure madness. What's more, Trump has not been convicted of anything. Not that he could be convicted in a fair trial. The corporate media want us to forget Trump called for a peaceful assembly at the U.S. Capitol. Those who committed an act of violence or vandalism at the U.S. Capitol deserve prison time. Violence in support of a political goal is totally unacceptable, especially in a country where we choose our own leaders. But I'll tell you what comes a hell of a lot closer to an insurrection than a bunch of yahoos climbing all over the U.S. Capitol. A handful of state officials summarily disqualifying the leader of the opposition party who's ahead in the polls from running for president or any national office. Watch, Kasich, Colorado disqualification decision, pure partisan ridiculous stuff. The corporate media's extremist propaganda and smear campaigns against the everyday Americans who were part of the Tea Party and now the MAGA movement have so poisoned the minds of everyday Democrats they see us. And this is by design, as Nazis, racists, and a physical threat to them personally. This 24/7 hate and divide campaign has radicalized the Democrat Party into something monstrous. They tell us to abort our babies and queer our kids as they import the third world over the southern border and demand we disarm ourselves. This is not a drill. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.